to Nene and I, where sex is no longer a dirty word. Where I plan to educate you, stimulate you, and take you places that you've never been before.
Hey,
welcome to my world.
Welcome to another episode of Nene at Night. Did y'all miss me? Because I missed y'all. I've been out hosting events, doing my thing because of y'all. People know me now a little bit, and, you know, I get to do stuff. But listen, since I've been gone for a minute, you dig? I do got the big homie Bulldog back here. Y'all see him?
What do
you do? He's feeling himself right now.
Oh, man.
He back there feeling on his chin hairs and stuff and feeling himself. Hey, also got
it's a crime to be big and sexy, but I just happen to be both. You understand what I'm talking about? Hey, you dig me. I'm some of y'all baby's mama's favorite big guy.
Oh, no,
but I'm weird placing show.
Yeah, heard him. Listen, awesome. he got a whole line, though. He hit y'all with the whole line. He practiced that in the mirror, y'all. He practiced that in the mirror. So, listen, we also got my boy here. He had all the ladies going crazy last time.
Stop.
He had the ladies going crazy. We got my boy CGZ here.
I can't even follow up what he just said, man. I'm just going to say what up. No matter.
Yeah. The overweight lovers is in the house. That's all it is to it.
So listen, what's your favorite sex topic? Because today I just made the title. You feel me? Let's talk about sex. You know, I didn't have nothing to talk about for real. And I just wanted to talk about sex, you know, because I like talking about sex. So what's your favorite sex topic? What's your favorite thing about sex? Either one of y'all. I'm talking to y'all. What's good? What's your favorite thing?
I know who you was talking
to. No, I'm talking about y'all. What's your favorite thing about sex?
Ladies, how y'all doing? Good evening. Salutude. Hey, let's talk about that three. Menage a trois.
What you want to talk about with the menage a trois? What about the menage a trois? What about them?
There's so much.
What are they? But yes. They. I mean, but what if you're not into women?
Then you need to step your game up.
Oh, my game is stepped all the way. What you thought? He can have a menage a trois with me, myself, and I. That's all I got in the end. That's what I found out.
Really?
I'm a lot to deal with. Me, myself, and I. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?
I know who you are.
Who am I?
You're going to hide me. Who am I?
Who am I? Tell me who I am, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, menage a trois just ain't my thing. So, I mean, okay, listen.
That was a joke. I mean, some women ain't going to be with that.
Yeah, some ain't.
And, you know, that's cool, but
what you
want to
do?
We need the one, yeah.
But you won't do it.
You ain't gonna do what Nene won't do.
I don't know what Nene does. He's gonna be tired, too tired to be. He gonna be too tired for
what
another
Nene
girl.
What Nene won't do.
Another chick can. She can. She sure can. If he wants that, well, he can go. It's a lot.
Nene will.
There's a lot of bigger dicks than us. He do. Shit happens. He can go.
Nene might not, but Mimi will.
Who? So what's the big deal about menage a trois? What's the big deal with him? Let me know.
Yeah.
What's the big deal with him?
Right.
Variety.
Yeah, everybody got their own personality when it comes to sex.
That's right.
So y'all, women get on y'all nerves on a regular, and y'all won't.
Not doing
sex. Yeah,
you don't get on my nerves.
So you want? So what's the? What, does the pussy feel different or something? Each pussy feel different. Listen. So, you know, I heard a lot of girls who doing because you feel me, have this thing where, what if she better than you, and then he notice she better than you, and she get
that's
more attention?
That's when you find your weakness.
It's arrogant, mother.
Step your game up.
Step my game up. Yeah, LeBron got better. Kevin Durant got better. All you gotta do is practice.
Get in the gym. Step my game up.
You could be the best.
I mean, I ain't nervous about nothing. Listen, because. Hell no, I ain't never heard that.
Y'all heard that?
I ain't never had a problem with my pussy.
You might have gone a long way.
It ain't gonna turn. Nope, it ain't gonna turn. But listen, I'm not scared. I don't like females though. I don't like pussy. I wouldn't eat pussy. I would taste my own. I know what I taste like, but I'm not tasting another girl's pussy.
That's where the different personalities come in there. Like a person can go so many different ways though. You could be doing it, say if you was bisexual female, you could be getting something out of it. If you was just doing it for your man, it's like there's so many different ways you can do a threesome. Like y'all can run a train on a dude. Believe it or not.
We can run a train on him?
And never have to fuck with each other. There's so many different ways.
Don't want my man to eat nobody else's pussy but mine. It couldn't have been my man if I was gonna do a threesome. It couldn't have been
right. So it could just be one man.
It's it. Some nigga I don't care about. Maybe a fuck buddy or something.
That's the point. That's the point.
Sharon is caring.
It is.
As long as everybody know they roll.
That's it.
When you get on the position, team, if you position, a starter, yeah. Are you a reserve?
Yeah. I'm always a starter.
That's fine. But sometimes you got to come out the game.
I don't never got to come out the game. What you thought this was?
Yeah, you do.
Here, unlock it so I can get out of
here. Yeah, you do. We got to get the rest of the team in.
I told you
it's
a passover.
Can't be selfish.
I'm selfish as hell in the bedroom.
You can't be on the team.
Then I just want to do threesomes now. That's what we talking about. I don't do threesomes for this reason. My heart keeps showing. Got my natural hurt. He can pull my natural
hurt.
It's
such weather right now.
Yeah, it's fucking weather, y'all. Hey, man.
Who's trying to have sex?
It's fucking weather. Fucking
well. Because
we having sex?
I'm not.
Listen, I'm getting in shape so I can have better sex. My stamina getting up because somebody be in the gym trying to kick my ass.
They got to watch. They want to watch people have sex.
Y'all want to watch people have sex? What happened? They want to watch people have sex? It's not a porno channel.
That's the only way it's going to happen. It's your show.
They can't see me have sex. I don't want to embarrass nobody's life like that.
How you going to embarrass somebody?
Porn star status. What you thought? You didn't know. Listen, I don't just talk about this stuff. I do this. I can get on a man's nerves right now. I can cuss him out, go off on him and everything. And guess what? He's still going to fuck around.
I might want you to do that.
Shit.
That's foreplay.
I might go into that with you because I know you're going to do that.
It's foreplay? Me going crazy is foreplay?
And then guess what?
What? I'm listening.
You can go crazy all you want. When I get done, you're going to shut the fuck up and go to sleep.
No, I'm not going to shut the fuck up and go to sleep.
Yeah,
I'm hard-headed as hell. I'm not going to shut the fuck up and go to sleep.
You ain't got no choice. Go bed.
Give me a second.
Fuck the argument out of you.
I'm not gonna shut the fuck up and go to sleep.
Shut up.
Y'all know who? Why is this what y'all? Listen.
Don't fuck the argument.
If you gonna fuck if you want me to shut the fuck up and go to sleep, you gonna make me come a whole lot. If you want me to shut the fuck up,
that's the point.
Fix your phone.
It happens.
Wi-Fi. It happens. If I came that many times, I would shut the fuck up.
Exactly. That's what.
And listen, I'm not gonna front. Ain't no telling who's watching. Let me not front. I have shut the fuck up. I do for certain people. I do shut the fuck up. I do shut up. I do shut up. I'm not gonna front. I do shut up.
And
I shut up.
It don't matter
people.
Who's watching.
Yes, it does.
It don't matter who's watching right now.
I shut up for some people.
Because whoever gets on there, I done shut them the fuck up too.
I shut up for some people.
Any of your 20 viewers done had this, you done shut the fuck up.
I shut the fuck up for some people. But here's the thing. I'm going to tell you, some of y'all got too much confidence. And y'all think y'all be in it. Y'all be like, yeah. Y'all think y'all put it down. And I'll be like, no.
Okay, but what about the niggas that do got the confidence to come in and dunk it like Michael Jordan?
If he got the confidence, then if he don't come in with his tongue out, we can talk.
Michael Jordan with the tongue out.
Bang.
Because if I talk about it, I'm going to
do
it.
If he does do that, listen.
If I say it, I'm going to do it.
If he does do that, then I'm going to shut the fuck. Why y'all laughing at me for?
Because they know you shutting the fuck up. If nigga do it, if he do it right, he's going to tell you to shut the fuck up.
How do your female best friend or friend that you want to eat there? How do you tell your female best friend or your friend that you want to eat her pussy? Just tell her you won't eat a pussy.
Tell me, and then I'll tell her.
I mean, listen, honestly,
we'll set it up.
Let's be realistic. You know your best friend better than anybody. So you know if your best friend has had some tendencies and want to do a couple of things. Just ask her. Listen. Listen. Just do it. It's okay.
Just say
something.
Just say it. Don't be scared. Just say it. If she's your best friend, if she don't want to do it, she's like, nah, bitch. If she's your friend, you know what I'm saying? She'll keep it moving. If she's your best friend, if she do want to do it, she'll cock him legs over.
The cognac could get on her back.
Start with the Henny. That's great. To get your best friend drunk to eat a pussy. It is a steal.
Let's do it till it's fluid.
That's to get it going.
That's courage juice.
That's to get it going.
Huh? My friends have never done such.
You
made me nervous. No. Huh? My pussy never ate by a female. I know my friends have never done such. I don't get that drunk either, though.
If you really, really want to tell her, we can tell her.
Yeah,
right. I help you out. Right, Sunshine. I help you out. Her friend know now.
What's up, Sunshine?
Her friend know now what you said. She knows now. To be honest, because she be telling me how she is making herself nut.
All right, y'all talking deep, man. I need to hang with y'all.
Go on and get her. She wants you to make a nut. She's like, you know, go on and get it. I don't listen. Yeah, my friends have heard about sexual encounters, but I don't think they know how I make my own self nut. I didn't know if I got a toy, a bunny or something, but that's it. Just go on and get it. She want it. Go on and let her eat your cat. Go on and let her eat the cat. Just, best friend, if you watching, let your best friend eat your cat.
Sunshine,
it's just definitely layup weather. I need, who gonna lay up with me? Nobody? Okay.
With a heart, if you gonna lay up with her.
Apparently I got hoes somewhere, and I don't have none. People keep telling me I got hoes.
That's what they tell me, too.
I don't have no hoes.
That's what they tell me.
I ain't got no hoes.
I need a couple of hoes. Hey, I'm supposed to have hoes. Give me a couple of them.
Did it connect to
you? You saying I got hoes. Call two of them.
I used to have hoes. I remember time.
That look like I got hoes. What was he asking, Sunshine?
If she like that Menage a Trois.
Do you like Menage a Trois?
She like that room.
Do you like to eat the cat? Let your cat get ate by a female. Do you like to do it with... Okay, so listen, let me ask y'all this. This is what I hate. Let me go on and tell you. We're going to get this out. Okay, a threesome involves three people having sexual contact intercourse, right?
Right.
Okay, let me tell y'all, and I don't want nobody to say shit right now. Let me tell y'all what a train is. Because a train is when a female lays on the bed. One man comes, he bones her, he leaves. Another man comes, he bones her, he leaves. Another man comes, he bones. You see the train? It keep coming. Two men and a woman is a threesome because it's three motherfuckers. And contrary to what y'all want to believe, it's a threesome. Y'all can call it a train all y'all want to. And if ladies, don't be scared to have whatever you want to call it. It's a threesome. But y'all can fuck two niggas at the same damn time. Don't be scared.
Who gives a fuck?
Don't be scared. That's why I told you to shut up.
That's a trap.
That's why I told you.
Okay. Door closed behind me or stay open. It's still a trap.
Why is it a train?
What separates you? The only thing that she said that separated the train from a threesome was a door closing behind.
No. When she lays on the bed and they keep coming one at a time. Here's one.
So you have to be more than two.
Yeah, it keeps coming.
I see one car trains. I see two car trains. It can be more.
So I'm fucking myself as a train?
No, I didn't see two car trains. It can be three car trains. I'm talking about like just a regular train.
I didn't see one engine too on a train. What's that called?
I'm just telling
you what it is. I ain't fucking with no bitches. I love dick, big dicks. I love big dicks too. I think we could be friends. I love big dicks too. Somebody is fucking little dicks can hit. Listen, little dicks can hit some stuff. They can. They can hit a couple things. It's not the same effect as a big dick. Because you know they can't hit the guts. And you can't ask them, oh, daddy, what are you doing to me? Because they don't hit the insides like you want them to. They don't hit the activation button. But I mean, they can hit the G spot, which is the activation button. But see, little dick guys, let me tell y'all something. If y'all got a little dick, it's what y'all do. Y'all get
so
her.
You expect them to admit their.
It don't matter. They ain't got to. Let me tell y'all. This is what y'all do. Y'all gotta get her ready for y'all dick, okay? Especially if she's not a virgin, you gotta get her ready. You gotta eat up. You get me saying? You gotta get her riled up all day, get it together all day, talk dirty to her, tell her what you gonna do to her, all. You know what I'm saying? A little nasty shit. When you get in there, you gotta suck on a titty, suck on a neck, you gotta suck on her ear, you gotta touch her whole body, eat a pussy real good, get her real, real wet, and then go in. And then go in. I'm saying, get us ready. Get us ready. Intimacy matters when you have a little dick.
Young niggas don't eat pussy.
That's too much work.
Young niggas don't. Who said that?
They don't.
That sucks to be a little dick, man. You gotta do all that. You hear what she just said?
She said, young dudes don't even.
She just pretty much said, you gotta cater to her all day. Text her.
That's intimacy. Tell her. Because listen, he has to keep the intimacy here if he has a little dick. Because see,
that's too much work.
It happened before. And the only reason why is because I was real horny. And then he made me mad. And then the next time we had sex, he didn't realize it was whack. Because this time you made me mad. You gotta cater to me if you had a little dick. So it can be somewhat good. You got to cater to me so I can think it's good.
So are you honest with dudes like that? Do you tell them that?
I have to tell them. I don't moan. I just stand there. The fuck you thought he was doing? I don't.
But you just said though, if the intimacy is there, then you enjoy it, you moan and all that. So if he make you mad, how he know his dick's low if you ain't saying?
Because
nothing?
he know if you knew the first time we did it, I was moaning, I was in it. The next time you knew that I didn't say shit. I didn't say shit. I ain't throw it back. I didn't move a hip. I didn't move a body part. I didn't do nothing. Listen, he knew. Because he knew. He asked me. He knew. I gave him all the right signs. I give guys the right signs.
She said, little dick.
And then if guys got to ask you if you came, no, motherfucker, I didn't come. You got to ask me if I came.
She said, little dick niggas eat pussy good. Look at big niggas do, too.
Big dick niggas eat pussy good, too.
So let fuck,
tell
dude.
Yeah, let me tell
Nigga.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't gonna...
Fuck you thought.
Let me tell you them... Hey.
Fuck you thought.
There's some guys with big dicks that eat pussy real good,
hey,
too.
Hey,
great.
Hey, we gonna get this other
mix. Amazing. Right,
plus a lot of you motherfuckers be talking about big niggas.
They can't talk.
Hold on, listen. No, listen. Listen. Let me tell you. We're gonna talk about it real quick. Y'all ready? I'm gonna tell y'all the statistic. Four out of five big dudes have little dicks. Then that's the rare ones that have big dicks. It's true. I'm sorry. Four out of five. Have little dicks. Then that's the rare ones that have big dicks. Yes, there's one out of five that has a big dick.
Nice-sized
dick.
Where'd you get that from?
I've seen them.
So I'm 20%?
What's
a lot of
dicks that come through?
You know how many guys send you dick pictures?
I'm one out of five of the niggas you sleep with on.
A lot of big guys just have little penises. But there's some big guys that have some big penises. Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck you.
That's some big guys that. It ain't necessarily if they big. Some of them got average penises. You know what I'm saying? 6 inches, 7. Because a lot of big guys have 2, 3, and they got. I don't know how they pee. Like, how do you pee if you can't see? Listen, y'all.
Something wrong with that, man.
What does it matter?
How do you pee if you can't see? How do you pee if you cannot see your penis?
Why you asking me? I can see my penis.
I don't have to stand up.
Why you asking
me? We know you can see your penis. We know.
Yeah, I'm great over here.
You were a great jogging
penis. Yeah, I'm great over here.
My brain was laying.
I can see. Listen.
Why are we talking about gray jogging? Why are we talking about gray sweatpants? Listen, let me tell y'all something. They do that on purpose. They know what they doing. Because I talked to somebody today while I was at the gym. He know what he be doing.
Did you see it?
Earlier he was like, I wear these pants to go run. Dog, you know them pants. Show your print.
Oh, you're talking about the workout.
Quit playing. Mm-hmm.
But that's what it's for. That's performance.
So, okay, here's the thing. How do y'all really expect women to go in the gym and work out when there's so many people in the
same way y'all expect us going to work out?
Right. Y'all do the same shit.
Same way y'all expect us to
focus. No draws.
There's so many flippings.
Y'all come with them tight ass pants on.
No draws and
full
shit.
Full face makeup.
You running, everything's bouncing and shit.
Hey, some of them coming on the left. They be doing that shit in slow motion.
Ladies, that's kind of, you know, don't look too hard. You can get sued for sexual harassment if men start doing it because they're going to start playing with us soon.
I go to the gym
to work out, but it's hard not to be like sometimes squirrel unless somebody's trying to kill you in the gym. You know, I haven't looked at nobody in the gym in a long time because somebody be trying to kill me. So
depends on how your focus is. As long as you're focused on your workout.
Yeah, somebody.
Are you learning to work out or you learning to look at niggas?
What are you here for?
I don't get to look at niggas because he be trying to kill me in the gym.
Good, great.
He be murdering me.
I take it to a corner in the room. I know her focus is fucked up. I take it to a corner in the room.
You know, my focus is, I got the best focus you ever seen.
That's why I take you to the corner of the room so you can't see nothing else. You're all the way over at your side.
Y'all see this? He's a hater, dog. Y'all see that? He a cold hater. My focus is good.
I mean, yeah, when you're over in that corner.
It's good any other time, too. I go hard. No harm, people watching me.
You got some makeup up to do.
My future ex-husband might be in the gym. You never know. Might be.
She got to take 15 minutes at the desk and stuff before she starts.
No, I didn't. Them is my homies. Them is my homies.
You going to your lip gloss popping and shit.
I do work out my lip gloss popping. I don't wear makeup, but my lips got to be popping. What you thought? Yes, my lips got to be popping.
What you
I'm trying to, nothing. I wear my lip gloss all the time.
Come
there. I wear my lip gloss all the time.
You try to show them.
This fool going to ask me the other day, how about, is that white on your lips?
I ain't know. She got no turn about wet.
Yeah. She doing shit on purpose?
Because my lips are popping. No, I wear lip gloss because I want to. Now, if you want to look at them, go ahead. Because what you're thinking about my lips, is that I suck dick good, and you're right. But you don't go find out. Keep the thoughts to yourself while you're looking at my lips popping when my lip gloss is popping. Keep your thoughts to yourself. Keep your thoughts to yourself.
I'm going
to
tell you.
Then my lip gloss, like I suck good dick.
Yeah.
If I don't know you, don't get your ass whooped.
I mean, but you're not going to whoop my ass.
If I don't know you, you'll get your ass whooped. I kick
you. You think so?
I'm kicking penises.
I done told motherfuckers they had some lips that look like they sucked dick real good and didn't know them. And guess
what?
It's a way to say things.
Oh, thank you. It's a way to say things. Oh, thank you. Some guy on Facebook going to tell me my lips are popping like it looks like good dick gloss. No, dog. It's dick gloss.
Now, see, he probably, because that shit was dick gloss. That shit would have, I would never
mother.
Say those shit like
rude
that.
Ass mother.
Like, you got some nice dick sucking lips. Can't get mad.
My lips are not big, y'all. My lips ain't big.
Hey.
They not
big. She put lip gloss on and sit by the straw.
Big.
Y'all killed
they
me,
not,
boy.
They not big. My lips
that
not
shit about
big.
To rub off.
Ask them to what kind of way. What that lip do? What that lip do?
Y'all got Wakanda dicks or no?
I don't know what that is.
I heard them Africans got them schlongs. Them long schlongs.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't heard none of that. I don't care about hearing anything about that.
It's not true.
You said it. None of the things are true. Because listen, women are still looking at men's shoe size, their feet, to see how big their penises are. It's not about your shoes.
How old are they?
Right, let me hold your hand out real quick. Put your hand up to the camera.
What is this for?
Just put your hands to the camera.
Hello.
You got big hands or no?
Hello.
Somebody said bug dicks matter.
She said bug she meant big. Let me see how big your hands are. Let me see your hands. It's in the hands now.
Nazo, what's bug?
And then she meant big dicks matter.
Oh, I'm going to say bug.
But listen, a lot of people have determined that it is in the hands. And it has worked. But okay, here's the thing though. This is the only problem I have with men and dicks. I'm gonna tell y'all. Yes, I do. Because if you like 6'7", and you pull out something and it's not like to your knees, it just doesn't look right.
That's not his fault.
It doesn't look right to me.
Oh my God, man.
If you're gonna be that, you got to have style. You stallion.
You see how the shit men got to go through.
Yes.
Really you see how the shit men got to go through.
Now, a lot of women don't like big dicks because, listen, this is my disclaimer. If you got a big dick, you're going to fuck me. We're going to keep fucking because I'm not about to get out here and try to find somebody else to try to fill your needs, to fill your job.
They be failing doing that.
Because you just, nigga, don't fall.
They'll come back. They'll always come back. No matter how mad y'all, you'll come back.
Who come back?
If the dick is great, you're going to come back.
Oh, no, not when I'm out. When I'm out, I'm out.
Yeah.
No, when I say I'm done, like when I finally pick up and say I'm done, I don't care. Do I need to invite somebody to this live?
Yeah. Do I need to?
I'm talking about for my purposes.
Maybe you're rare.
Big dick come on more than one dude.
Maybe you're rare.
Big dick everywhere.
Maybe you're rare. But there's women out here that swear up and down.
Big dick is everywhere.
Listen,
I'm a Pisces. Matter of fact, shout out to y'all. My birthday's coming up in 3 weeks. Woo-woo. Okay, but anyway.
Is it 3 weeks?
Yes. I'm a Pisces. I stay in the water. I like to be wet.
That was a volley, a serving volley to yourself.
So, yeah.
You threw yourself a oop off the backboard. That was dope.
She said earlier, she's three of them.
Yeah, I heard that.
Me, myself, and I.
She kills me.
Me, myself, and I. What was I about to say? I'm fooling with y'all.
I'm talking about that wet.
You're no,
I was talking about something else before that.
You're a Pisces, you wet.
My pussy is wet. I ain't got no problem with that.
That's not what we were talking about.
So you got two sets of good lips.
Oh, yeah.
So double up.
Yeah, I'm good. I ain't never had a complaint. The only person to complain apparently was my baby daddy. He just mad.
He couldn't handle the pussy.
But he just mad because I didn't give him the pussy.
After I got pregnant, I didn't give it to him anymore.
After I got pregnant, he wasn't getting it for real no more. Matter of fact, shout out to my baby daddy. If y'all see him, tell him you didn't feel me. Because he told me I'm one step away from making a porno because I got this show. Shout out to you. You dope. Anyway. He got it. Huh?
Man, that was cold.
What happened?
Go back to what you were saying, though.
About my pussy?
No. The whole point of you saying all this.
What was I saying before that?
You said you're a Pisces.
I was saying something before that. What was I saying before?
You can find big dick anywhere.
She don't backpedal.
I don't. Listen. No, I was about to say I'm a Pisces, so I'm loyal. I'm loyal to a fault. But once you lose my loyalty, once I decide that you don't get my loyalty anymore, I don't care how big your dick is, how cute you are, how much money you make, I'm out.
You ain't never been dickmatized.
No, I can't be dickmatized.
See, that's where you're wrong.
Unless I fall in love, I can't be dickmatized.
That's where you're wrong.
I've never been in love, so I've never been dickmatized.
You don't have to be in love.
No, because this is my mindset. You got a big dick, he got a big dick too.
It's a girl that never loved me is dickmatized.
You say
she's
what?
She's going to always come back.
Good sex does keep a lot of people in relationships. Here's the thing. It does not keep me in relationships. That's why my longest relationship, don't get it twisted. My ex had great sex.
We're not talking about relationships.
But when it came down to it, I was tired. I ain't got time for this. When it comes to dignitized,
it's not even, see, this is what, like, it's not a relationship.
Okay. Nah, they don't have to be a relationship.
You done got fucked. And you done got fucked so good, you go other places. You might even hate me. You might be like, man, fuck that nigga.
But
you gonna call me in 3 months and say, I'm trying to get fucked. Mm-hmm. That's dickmatized. Fuck about being feelings. You ain't even gotta love me. You might hate me.
I'm not even saying no.
I mean, that's you, but it's gonna happen one day. Hopefully for you to happen.
I'm a G, huh?
And for the man, it sucks. Tell you. Because it comes to a point where
I'm okay with going home.
Now you know what it does.
Listen, I would prefer not to sleep at your house. I don't usually spend the night. It's rare
I'm
to spend the night.
For more
I would
calls. And,
but hold on, dude. Listen, let me talk about this. Listen, for you know when it comes to that whole eating,
dudes are pussy-matized
every day, right. B.
We ain't got a front.
Dudes are pussy. I don't got a front. Every day.
I don't have some fire ass pussy.
Pussy whip.
That's what I'm saying. It comes down to making a decision if I want some pussy.
Dudes be pussy whip because girls be out here. Girls be out here messing up their cars, busting windows, and he be like, baby, you coming over? Damn, did she just fuck that shit up? You forget your phone was right there. Your phone just chilling. You got people on your phone, and you just chilling.
I was on your live.
Oh, that's my live?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you was on your own lab, but see, here's the thing. Listen,
I was, but
good dick. Listen, ladies, good dick is everywhere. There's a lot of good dick out there. Don't be dickmatized by a dumb dick, a stupid dick, a dirty dick, a broke dick. Don't do that. Get out of it. Don't worry about it. Big dick is everywhere. Big dick come on cute dudes every day with money every day. Big dick come on a lot of sizes.
Big dick, like.
Good dick. It don't have to be good dick. Good dick. Good dick is everywhere.
She don't even like big dick.
Good dick is everywhere.
But that's true.
And that's what I'm saying. Ladies don't get stuck like that, because ladies get stuck on dirty. You get stuck on dirty dick. That's why your pH balance messed up. You better have bacteria vaginosis. If y'all done had bacteria vaginosis more than 3 times, you quit fucking that dirty dick dog. Quit fucking him. Huh?
Bug dicks.
Whatever we don't got. Quit fucking him. If you didn't had to go to the doctor for bacteria vaginosis more than one time in a year, it's him. It's not you. Now listen, because what happens, bacteria vaginosis comes because a man has messed up your pH. A lady's pH has to be at a certain level in order to fight off bacteria. If you fuck with dirty dick niggas, like y'all have been since the 99 and the 2000s, then y'all dick, y'all pussies are getting messed up every day,
so
B,
not,
I'm telling you.
Purpose?
This is what's happening. I'm gonna be real. Some women, you know, our immune systems are different. Men don't realize things that they eat affect women's pussies. Yeah. Pills that they take affect women's pussies. A lot of things, because what goes in must come out. Yeah. And a lot of times it can come out two different ways.
If
he's taking high blood pressure medication, his nuts nasty.
He's smoking Reggie and you fucking a Reggie dick, man.
Right. You got Reggie pussy now. You got a Reggie pussy. But I'm saying, like, you know that, okay, like high blood pressure meds, when y'all take high blood, like if guys take certain medications, they not be nasty. Ain't nobody swallowing that shit. Anybody want that shit in their mouth. Y'all gotta keep that diet right.
Like cream you said with that candy shit.
Eat some pineapples. Eat some mangoes. Asparagus actually helps too. Asparagus helps too. It's a lot of foods out there that you can do to balance your penis. Your nut out. But ladies, what goes in got to be somewhere too. You feel me? You got to keep yourself together too.
Ladies, keep your shit together too.
It's a two way street. Mm-hmm. But yes, men's dicks mess up pH balance.
Don't eat no McDonald's.
Yeah, stop eating McDonald's.
We don't want no McDonald's,
Cooch. I can't eat McDonald's anymore anyway. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Nene at Night. And as always, sex is not a dirty word. Sex is okay. Sex is fun. Have sex. Like Nike said, just do it.